There's a lot of interesting storylines going into this Stanley Cup final. And we do want to break down Ottawa's season and what where they are headed to, as well as their fan base, who was much scrutinized over the course of the week. But let's first preview the final, guys. And I think the two biggest storylines are Subban and with the Nashville Predators, quite obviously. And number two would be Sidney Crosby. And we have this conversation constantly in the NBA with LeBron James and his legacy, and we'll probably have it in a few minutes here on the Sportsnet Hot Stove. But now Sidney Crosby could be the first team here, the Penguins, could be the leader of the first team to have back-to-back cups in the cup era or in the cap era, and would be his third Stanley Cup overall. It feels to me like he is at least starting to chisel his face into the Mount Rushmore of NHL players. And on that Mount Rushmore would be Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, and probably Gordie Howe. Is Crosby there yet?
Well, I mean, first he's got to be clearly considered the best guy of his era. And if he wins back-to-back cups...
Is he not already?
Well, wait, I'm not saying he's not, but there is a camp who says, well, you know what? He's probably the best player, but Taze is probably the best winner. But if he wins back-to-back and they've got the same amount of cups, then I think there's really no conversation.
Yeah.
You're saying Crosby is one and Taze is fighting for second. He's not even 1A. And we'll see what McDavid does, you know, with his run, because, you know, already as a teenager, you know, he's as dominant as Sid is in his physical prime. The interesting thing with Sid is you can't really make a case for him statistically, because the game, there's just so much less offense now than there was.
And he's still sixth all time in points per game.
Yeah, but
which
he's
is wild.
But he's not gonna get close to Gretzky.
No.
Who's won. And that's obviously the guy who has the conch. So then it becomes a deal of collecting chips. But more so in hockey, it's not just we're going to count championships like we do in basketball. I think it's more so in hockey about collecting moments. I think the fact that he's got the golden goal is massive. The breakaway goal in Sochi, massive. The amount of game winners he's had in the playoffs on all these runs, massive. The fact that he's now captaining a team to the Stanley Cup Finals for the fourth time, only two guys, Gretzky and Dennis Potvin, have done it five times, massive. But he actually hasn't played well when he's gotten to the cup. For him to be on that level, he has to play his best hockey on the biggest stage when it means, you know, getting your team to that point where they lift the cup. We've seen him do it internationally, but his Stanley Cup performances, he has won Conn Smythe, but otherwise have been a little bit disappointing in relation to, let's say, Malkin, who's on his team, who's been a monster in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, and I think with Crosby too, like last year he won the Conn Smythe, and there was debate around it because he wasn't like lighting up the scoreboard with goals and assists, but I think it was widely just, man, he was just dominant. Even if he didn't have the goals and assists to back it up, he was by far and away the best player on the ice. And I guess that's partially in the new school way of how we judge hockey players, and we have to judge them on more than just goals and assists because there just aren't as many of those to go around these days. But I think there is an element to what you are saying there, Donovan, that he hasn't had flat out dominant performances. And even this year, Malkin is the guy that has the most points on the team. And he had a couple of games there after the Niskanen hit where Crosby wasn't Sid Crosby, and you wondered if he was going to get back to that level, and it felt like he did towards the end of that Ottawa series. And I don't know. I can't look at myself and feel like 10 years from now, I won't look back on this era and I won't look back on Sid Crosby's career and just think like he was by far and away the most dominant player in an age where there wasn't so many of them. Like, there's been a lot of good to great players, and Taves is great in his own right, but he's never had a season over 70 points. Like, he's not that kind of a scorer. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer maybe I've ever seen, but I don't consider him on Sid's level or near it. Connor McDavid may come to that, but Sid's on a level of his own already, at least for me, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, when the 100 greatest players came out, you know, obviously all those guys are going to be sort of slotted in as future Hall of Famers.
Such a cop-out not ranking them, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Good point. but yeah, it was absolutely a no-brainer when they said that there's a few current guys on this list. Everybody was like, okay, well, obviously Sidney Crosby is on there, and let's talk about the other guys. So yeah, I feel like him getting into the conversation of that Mount Rushmore is certainly probably overdue. Like, I feel like you said it, we have the conversation about LeBron all the time, and is LeBron better than Kobe? And well, yeah, he's better than Kobe, but is he better than Michael Jordan? Like, it's been constant for like 4 or 5 years now, at least, right? They're at similar places in their careers. And I feel like, yeah, he's done, like you said, he's sixth all time in points per game in an era that doesn't have a lot of points. So the fact that he's right now, it's like 77th all time on the points list with 1,027, he's going to be all time. Like, if he has a few more decent seasons, he's going to be in the top 20, 30.
Top echelon,
right? Like, so he'll be right up there with you know, in ubiquitous Hall of Famers, franchise all-timers, that kind of thing. So yeah, the fact that we haven't had this conversation until now, it feels a little bit strange, or at least it hasn't been quite as ubiquitous. But yeah, I think Donovan is correct in that we expected so much from Sidney Crosby early on, and he might not have, for no fault of his own, probably part of the LeBron conversation too, didn't win nearly as much. When he, you know, won his first cup, it felt like, okay, well, here's the beginning of the Crosby Cup era, and we're going to see him do this.
Instead, we got the Blackhawks and their kind of dynasty with 3 cups in 6 years.
And the Kings. So instead of Crosby sort of taking his place right away, he had that one, and then his cup credibility kind of faded. But yeah, the last year and this year, I think, has gone a long way to saying, well, no, like, he is this player that we always knew he was. And it's just, he had, you know, incredible competition. And the fact that he didn't, you know, win cups in a landslide isn't a knock on him as a career. It's a team game.
Yeah. And it's such a different game from what we see in the NBA, where, like, you put LeBron on any team in the East and he's probably playing in the NBA final. Like, that, right, that just can't happen in the NHL.
Yeah. And I think when you look at his dominance over this era, right, 2 Art Ross trophies, 1 Rocket Richard, 2 Hart trophies, Conn Smythe, 2 Stanley Cups. I think clearly he's etched his name at the top of the list right now. But when you then take a step back and say, okay, well, where does he rank all time? That's rarefied air, where you're looking for reasons to kind of nitpick resumes against each other. And the fact that he only has 1 goal in his last 16 Stanley Cup games, I think that's a serious deficit for him. And I think that's, to be honest, part of him representing his era. And what is he known for? Playing a 200-foot game and being a complete player, even though he can score. So I do think he's a great facsimile of what this era came to be about. Having said that, we're talking about whether or not he's in the conversation with the greatest of all time in Wayne Gretzky. I'm not sure he's the greatest player to play for his franchise of all time. Well, yeah. I'm not sure if at the height of Mario Lemieux's career, peak performance, peak athleticism, phew, and the height of Sidney Crosby, are you taking Sidney Crosby over Lemieux? Like, I don't think you are.
I think it's a different conversation. I think you're right in that, because nobody's ever going to be as good as Wayne Gretzky. No one is ever going to be considered as good as Wayne Gretzky. So the conversation stops there. It's like, yeah, well, is he going to get to 3,000 points in his career? And obviously it was a different era, but still, like, Wayne won the cups. He had the goals. He won every award there is known to man. He's had all the indelible moments. He's larger than life. Crosby is never going to get there. And then, like you said, Donovan, yeah, having Mario Lemieux actually looking over his shoulder from the front office, it's not like the presence of Mario isn't completely obvious every time you look at the Penguins. So yeah, like, having those two guys sitting, you know, in the background of every picture of Sidney Crosby, he's not going to look like the greatest player ever. But yeah, I think we need to kind of, if you know, we're changing the conversation a little bit to, let's acknowledge that this guy might be the best other than those two guys. Let's see, is he the third best player, which essentially, you know, is the only spot that's available.
Yeah. And it's Like, it's hard, really difficult to compare errors in hockey just because of the mass difference in goals where, you know, those Oilers teams were scoring 400 goals a year, where do teams even score 250 now? Like, I don't think so. So it's a very, very different type of hockey that is being played today. And, like, there's other elements that come into it as well with the salary cap and all of that. And, yes, this would be the first team to go back-to-back in the cap era. And this would be Crosby's, if they should go on to win, he would be 3-for-4 in his Stanley Cup final opportunities. And I think maybe one knock that you could make on Crosby is that he's got one of the top 3 to 5 best players in the league through his entire time on the Penguins as his second line center. And that is Evgeny Malkin, who kind of gets underrated because Sidney Crosby is on the Penguins.
Well, that didn't work against Gretzky.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. It's interesting because when I look at this conversation and the debate, I look at the fact that, well, there were less teams in the league back then. Thus, there were less watered down players in the league. So the average team had better players, but also Gretzky had multiple Hall of Famers on his team. Sidney Crosby's biggest play was passing to Chris Kunitz.
Yeah.
Like the Chris Kunitz is not going to be in the Pittsburgh Penguins Walk of Fame, never mind the Hall of Fame. Malkin is a great player, and I guess they impact each other on the power play, but it's not like they play together. They're almost great despite each other.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating conversation. Hockey is a bit different, though, because we bring up the LeBron case, as you smartly did, Craig. There's people who can make a smart argument, and there's not a lot of them, but they can make a smart argument that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan for X, Y, and Z. All of these reasons. He's bigger. He's a better athlete. That he'd beat him one-on-one. He shares the ball, so on and so forth. I don't think any hockey person is making an argument that Sidney Crosby is better than Wayne Gretzky. I just think the culture and the way we view the games is so very different, and which makes this quest for Crosby's greatness and this cup to kind of make him closer even more important, because we saw how fleeting it was, because when he was apparently concussed, we thought we might not see him, never mind for this playoffs, we might not see him again, period.
Right, and that's a scary thought. But yeah, I think there is a different culture around this type of conversation in hockey. Sportsnet magazine, RIP, did a cover 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was before McDavid. It was on the lead up to McDavid's draft year, and right. The big headline was better than Crosby, and it was a bit of a grabby headline. But the point of the piece was that he was better than Crosby at the same age, and we got so much blowback because people don't want to have that conversation in the way it's like, well, call me when he's got 1,000 points like Crosby does, kind of thing. Yeah. It was like the point of the thing, right? Like, and sort of, I think once a player is lionized to a certain level, it takes so much more. It takes actually elevating yourself beyond that person to reach that in a hockey conversation. Like, you need to actually show me, like, you know, no bones about it. Like, how much has he done? And let's talk about it then, kind of thing. Like, you're going to need to see Crosby, you know, somehow tack on 2,000 more points.
Yeah.
Before he's like, oh, okay, well, maybe.
Well, I mean, Wayne Gretzky had video game numbers. Like, if you were playing on the easiest setting, he just like.
Sure, incredible.
He's got more assists than anybody else's points. I mean, he had 1,000 points by the time he was, what, 23 or something? And, like, Crosby just hit that milestone this year.
Right.
So I think the hockey conversation can't be that. It has to be more in, is he into that group of top five with Howe and right. Orr and Gretzky and Lemieux? And maybe if he gets his cup this year, he has, but he is the face of this era of the National Hockey League.
Well,
I don't think we can deny that at this point.
It's interesting, though, because, Craig, you are right. In hockey, there is very much that boxing mantra of you can't just beat the champ. You have to knock him out. You have to be that much better. And
right.
so that's something that Crosby has on his shoulders. But, I mean, we do romanticize the Gretzky years, and we remember him with the Oilers and even with the Kings, but like
even his last year with the Rangers, I think he had like 6 goals and 72 assists. He was still the best playmaker in the league.
Yeah.